الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على المتسحرين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My dear respected brothers and elders Alhamdulillah We have managed to keep nearly half of the Ramadan It is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be given that opportunity We are now in the midst of the second Ashura which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding it وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ that the first portion the first 10 days is the days of rahmah and the second 10 days is the days of maghfirah these are the days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives And these are the days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to wipe our slates clean. Why? It's because during the first 10 days, we should have been exerting ourselves in ibadah. We would have increased our ibadah. We would have increased our salah and every sort of amal that we can think of. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Start to forgive in this month. Start to forgive in these 10 days. So my dear respected brothers and elders, these 10 days are the days of Maghfirah and these days of Maghfirah are only for those people who actually do those A'mal. Who actually do those A'mal. There are special A'mal which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us to increase in the month of Ramadan. One is the recitation of the Qur'an. Because this is the month of the Qur'an. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So this is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an. So this is why in this month we should be exerting ourselves. We should increase the recitation of the Qur'an. This is why our Salaf al-Saliheen, they would recite the Qur'an so much in this month. It is said about Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah that he would recite the Quran in this month 61 times. Every day and every night he would recite the Quran. He would complete the Quran in recitation. Why? Because this month has a strong connection with the Quran. And it was in the month of Ramadan that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also would completed the recitation and read it many times with Jibra'il alayhi salam. The other thing that we need to do is what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ, that in this month we should do four things profusely. We should do four things excessively. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ خَصْلَتَيْنِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَصْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَاءَ بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. خصلتين ترضون بهما ربكم وخصلتين لا غناء بكم عنهما فأما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وتستغفرونه وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غناء بكم عنهما فتسألون الجنة وتتعوذون به عن النار. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the four things should be increased in this month. Two things which if you do, it will please your Lord. And two things that you cannot do without. فَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ. The two things that will please your Lord is فَشَحَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that you increase the zikr of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And this is in this month that we increase the zikr of the kalimat of the tawheed, the shahada. We profusely, morning and night. Bukratan wa ashiya, morning and night. At least, minimum, at least 100 times. We should say this kalimat, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. By doing that, our faith in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahabas, jaddidu imanakum, renew your iman. The sahabas replied, kayfa nujaddidu imanana, how do we renew our iman? Akthiru qawla la ilaha illallah, to increase the saying of la ilaha illallah. So in this month, the zikr of La ilaha illallah will increase. And what tastaghfiruna. And the second is we increase our istighfar. Repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we do more in the month of Ramadan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, he will say that I do istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times or more. So he was blessed. He had no sins, yet he would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 100 times. Istighfar more than 100 times. So where did it leave us? We are drowned in sins. From head to toes, we are drowning in sins. Full of sins. Not a single sin we don't leave out. So if Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in spite of being the best of all creation, if Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in spite of being the leader of all the prophets, if Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in spite of being the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times, then where does it leave me and you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to forgive us, wants to forgive us, but we have to ask for it. We have to ask for it. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these amal you need to increase in the month of Ramadan. وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And the second two, وَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ لَا غِنَاءَ بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا فَتَسْأَلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ عَنِ النَّارِ. The second two things that you cannot do without is to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jannah. To ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jannah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah, jannat al-firdaus. We ask during our du'as, especially when we are fasting, our du'as are accepted. It said in the hadith, ثَلَاثٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ. I say there are three people whose du'as are not rejected. دَعْوَةُ الصَّائِمْ حَتَّى يُفْتِرْ. The du'a of a fasting person until he does iftar. This is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, this is one of the reasons why that we should try at most level best to fast. Today we have become so weak that there is a small little excuse we give up fasting. And there are many people having no excuse do not fast. I see with my own eyes, as I was walking to town, brothers, they were smoking. And when they saw me, they hid it. Brothers, no one is answerable to me. Everybody is answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? He once called all the sahabas and he said, "Ukhdurul minbar." Everybody come close to the minbar. فَلَمَّ ارْتَقَى دَرَجَةً قَالَ آمِينَ. And when he stood onto the first step, he said, "Ameen." فَلَمَّ ارْتَقَى دَرَجَةً الثَّانِيَةً قَالَ آمِينَ. When he stood on the second step, he said, "Ameen." فَلَمَّ ارْتَقَى دَرَجَةً الثَّالِثَةً قَالَ آمِينَ. When he stood on the third step of the pulpit, he said, "Ameen." The sahaba, they were amazed. فَقَدْ كُنَّا سَمِعْنَا مِنْكَ الْيَوْمُ مَا كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ. That today we have heard something that we have never heard before. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibra'il Amin alayhi salam, he had just come to me. And what did he say? The curse upon that person that who received the month of Ramadan but yet could not get his sins forgiven. The la'na of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on that person who, in spite of receiving the month of Ramadan, he did not get his sins forgiven. In spite of being blessed with this month, in spite of being the month of Ramadan made easy for him. And truly, although the day is long, it is much easier to fast in this month, in this country, then go into the northern African countries or the Middle East, or even back in our own countries, Pakistan and Bangladesh. Days may be shorter, but it's even harder to keep. So we, especially in this country, UK, we do not even feel it. Yet in spite of having that easiness, if we do not fast, then we are the losers. We are the losers. Biggest losers. That person is mal'oon. That person is cursed. By who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Because Jibra'il didn't come from himself. He was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brought the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he is cursing. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to corroborate that, to strengthen that, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ameen." So there can be no iota of doubt left in that dua being accepted. So my dear respected brothers and elders, we should not regard fasting as a burden. We should not think that, oh, just for a trivial matter, we put it to one side. That is why it's important that when it comes to dini matters, that we ask a Muslim doctor and a person who has taqwa, we ask them, of why you ask a non-Muslim doctor, you say, "Oh no, don't, you don't need to keep it, you should do it like this." But a Muslim doctor who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would not know that, he would not do anything like that, unless he knows that it is really endanger your life. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in their heart certain methods that will make it easy. Today, we make it a common excuse, especially when it comes to diabetes. Of course, it is a very bad illness, but it can be controlled. And I have seen it with my own eyes. My own father, who is 75 and he takes insulin, he's very weak, but alhamdulillah, until today he has not missed a single fast. If these people can do it, it's all about willpower and controlling the medicine. First of all, you have to have the intention. You have to have the willpower. And that willpower will make you climb the Everest. That willpower will make you do things that you would not even imagine. So you have to make the intention. And then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help. And then you use that method to control the illness. It can be controlled. It's a matter of decreasing and increasing the medicine. You go to a normal doctor, normal doctor. Oh, it's fine, you don't need to keep it. What does he understand about the greatness of fasting and about the importance? This is a hadith. Salatul la turaddu da'watuhum. That a fasting person's dua will not be rejected. If a person is not fasting, these dua is not going to be accepted. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-mutasahhirin. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angels make dua for those who do sihr, who do suhoor. So first the person won't do suhoor, because he's not going to fast. And if he's eating for the sake of suhoor, of food, that's not suhoor for him. That's just extra food for him. So my dear respected brothers and elders, we make that extra effort. And remember, the reward that is kept for one fast, even if we spend all our lives in optional fast, we will not get that same reward. We will not get that same reward. And my dear respected brothers and elders, nobody knows how much life they have left. In the month of Ramadan, we went to a few janazas. Recently, my dear respected brothers, a news had come, a young lad of the age of 25, he passes away. He was fit, recently graduated, and got a job of £100,000 as an accountant, top accountant. Go to gym. If you look at him, you can think that he can go into Olympics as well. That's how fit he was. And what? He used to get back pains. He used to get back pains. That back pain is common. But that back pain was due to a tumor in his head. He didn't know. 4 years suffering back pain. But he's kind of fine, young lad. Went to a doctor. The doctor said, listen, that, this, and the helicopter going. Kept on complaining. Okay, we do a MRI scan. We want to find out what this problem is. Find an MRI scan. He's got a tumor in his head. And that tumor in his head is damaging the nerves to his back. This is why he's got back pain. Subhanallah. How many people think that this is because of that? How many people think of that? That the tumor in the brain is causing back pain. He comes home gobsmacked. And then he passes away in the month of Ramadan. It's 25-year-old. They're looking for a wife for him. He wasn't even married. Brothers, me and you are very gifted. Me and you have been blessed with this extra life that we have been given. What guarantee is there that we're going to stay alive until next month, next year? Another brother, mashallah, what can I say? His parents got his marriage ready in Pakistan. And he's going, made his ticket. He thought, okay, I'll do extra work. Obviously, doing a marriage, it costs money. So he did overtime. He used to do security job. So he did overtime. So he did the whole night on overtime, and then he was going back home to Slough. At the wheel, he fell asleep, and he hit the tree, died on the spot. One day gone past, parents are thinking, fight, flight, come and gone. Where is my son? What do they hear? That his son, their son, have gone from this world. They making preparation for his marriage. Yet the angels are making preparation to ask for him, what has he done in his life? So my dear respected brothers and elders, this life that we have been given is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not abuse it. Spend it wisely. And this month of Ramadan, my dear respected brothers and elders, this is the same month of Ramadan that even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam begged for it. And this is why he made dua in the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. This is the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who is begging for this month, and yet we have this month and then we squander it. We do not even spend it in the way we're supposed to do. And what happens? We deprived ourselves from the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we get the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Then we start to complain, why is this problem happening to us? Why is this happening to me? Why have I got this? Why have I got that? This is, we have no tranquility. And Prophet sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Open your ears and listen. Remember, it is in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the heart will become ease. It is not after hankering after materialistic world. It is not in hankering after positions and status. It is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in essence is the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.